Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. We are so happy to have you with us. And right now we're getting ready to start YouTube. Almost there. And there is YouTube. Welcome, YouTube. And welcome, Blog Talk Radio, as well. Thank you all for being with us here tonight. While we were studying with Kevin Zadai, powerful messages all last week, Mary had asked for a study on angels. And Sunday also said she would like to have a study on angels. And Pastor and I had talked about it quite some time ago. And but there were always other things that took that forefront position in our studies up to this point. And now, as you know, Pastor is driving almost continuously right now because frost laws are off. So it's a steady run of work in the semi right now. So I searched up a really good study by Lester Sumrall. It's a whole series of teachings on angels. And he was, in his time, considered one of the foremost teachers on angels. So I have pulled up that series of studies for us to study while Pastor's on the road. All of them are about a half an hour, a little less than a half an hour long. So we do have the ability to stop in between and answer questions and have discussion or whatever, or we can just keep going if everything is clear to everybody as we go. So that's what our plan is for tonight and however many more nights until we feel like we have that mastered. Hi, John Weiner. It's so good to see you. And we love you too. John's joining us on YouTube. I'm setting up the information on our Facebook page right now if you're wondering what's taking so long and what I'm doing here. Just sharing that information over there because once I start the program, it's really hard for me to get through these different screens to be able to do that. And a lot of people check over there regularly to find our information still. So I do that ahead of time. So I hope everybody enjoys these studies. It is just a fascinating thing, and they're so much a part of our everyday life that we should know about them. They are God's messengers. Now I'm going to send a quick link to Brother Roger. There goes another echo. I just have stuff echoing everywhere. I forgot what I was saying. Other than I'm sharing this link to Brother Roger, and then we'll get going. So I hope you guys enjoy these studies, and we'll really be on top of our angel game. Love the verse that says, you just never know, you could be entertaining an angel and not even realize it. And God uses them to bring us messages. He uses them for our protection. They minister for us. It's amazing the things that they continuously do in our lives, putting things in order. For us that we don't even realize at this point. So I'm excited about this. Okay, I think we are all set up. Get it pulled up over here. Now, Dr. Summerall is in heaven, and we're so grateful to his family and the people that have kept his teachings going after he was gone. Some families didn't do that for these amazing men of God that went before us, that wow, they paved such a way for us. And there's still so much understanding that we can glean from them. And a lot of their families didn't keep their information going, and it's been very hard to get a hold of them. Dr. Summerall is not one of them. They've kept all of his teachings out there. So thank God. We bless them for that. So, Father, we thank you for this time together tonight. We ask you to open the eyes of our understanding as we study these messages. Help us to have great wisdom and understanding as we go through these. Bring things to light for us that we've not seen before, Lord. And we ask you to work in us and through us to reach others with this program here tonight. And we bless all of these who've joined us and all who will. We thank you for your beautiful presence in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Here we, oh, let me get my speaker set up here. And here we go. Hold on for just a second. I'm guessing my speaker has not picked up here. Okay, there it goes. Let's try this again. Yeah, amen. Amen. Before we go to part two, does anybody have anything to say about this part? I thought it was...
Yep.
I thought it was really interesting how he said, when you're discerning that it is an evil spirit, to test to the spirit. And, you know, I've heard Jesse Duplantis teach on that before, too. He always said, or he says, whenever he discerns that there's a wrong spirit, he will say Jesus is Lord. And if they don't, they will not say that Jesus is Lord, and if they don't, then you know it's a demon spirit.
The Bible says that you can't say Jesus is if we are of God.
Yep. Yep.
If we don't believe in God, you won't say. You can't say it.
Yep. Yep. Or it'll destroy them. Yep. Yep. It does. It does. So that was interesting to me, too, that he brought that up, too. No place in the Bible tells us to be afraid of the demons, which is the one instant was the sons of Sceva, which he brought up, too. But we just, if we're dedicated and consecrated to God, if we're holy, then we have every authority to be able to deal with them. And the demon worship he was talking about then, have you heard? Of course, the media likes to blow things up, but the devil worship thing has really, with our current media, gone kind of, our children, we need to be praying over them every day, because it really has gone kind of haywire with this. It seems to be the coolest thing, but he says, you know, it was bad back then too. Is it worse now, or is it? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here we go for part two. Does anybody else have anything to say? Dan said he was in a bad signal area. He would probably be in and out tonight. So John and Audrey, anything over there? Nope. All right. Let me get my video shut off and we'll reshare. Here we go. Everybody still doing good? Just fine?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Any YouTubers, if you have anything, go ahead and type it in, and we're just going to keep right on going to the next message. Here we go.
Thank you.
Welcome. Amen. 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 Okay, guys, we'll do one more session tonight, and then we'll talk for a little bit and do communion. So if you want to grab your communion elements. And here we go with the last session for tonight.
Amen.
Well, there we go. There was our angel study for tonight. We're so glad you're here, Mary. I have to go back and rewatch where this is a whole series of teachings from Lester Sumrall on angels. And it's been a really, really great study. One of the things that stood out to me when he was at, well, another thing, and we've talked a little bit in between, when they were talking about the Indians with their bear story that was actually Noah, you see how easily people start believing false doctrines. They're based on half-truths, and that is really the most dangerous. Sometimes they're actual lies, but sometimes they're actual beliefs or doctrines based on half-truths, and that's how the enemy can steer people away from the real truth and the validity of it. So that's just one of those things. We need to be so determined to know our Bible and what it says so that we can't be led astray with those things. And then as he was talking too about the people that have encountered angels before and didn't realize it at the time, and I think how many times in our lives have we said things like, whatever kept that house from catching on fire, we don't know. Whatever kept that truck from flipping over, we don't know. How that baby wasn't hurt or it missed me by a 16th of an inch. Well, all of those things are angel intervention. There's just no question. We're in a fallen world where the enemy is trying to steal and kill and destroy. So anytime something like that happens, we have no question, or should have no question in our mind, that it is angels. It is angel intervention, and we need to give credit where credit is due, because it seriously is a thing. What else? Oh, hey, and Mary. Then hi, Mary. It's good to hear your voice.
Hi.
And then another thing he was talking about with we're so tied up in the things of this world that we don't see the supernatural, and we are not experiencing God and everything that he has for us to the point that we should be, because we're so focused on the things of this world. And that's something we should try to change all the time. When you catch yourself doing it, I've caught myself doing it, even in this is a good way to tell, when you're in prayer or spending time with God, and you're
realize, don't you, that we have human eyes to see in this dimension, and the dimension of the invisible, the dimension of permanent bodily things like angels, that is not for human eyes to be distracted by. You understand that, right?
I do not understand that. No, I don't agree with that at all.
I do. Like, for instance, the prophet that knew that there were so many angels around them, and that
Hi, Audrey.
My daughter was so broken-hearted because of the death of her mother, and she's talking about that. And then she heard
Sent here with the purpose of advancing the kingdom of God here, which means we need to be connected. Even him. Didn't understand any of what?
The fact that we are God's children and we have to grow up in the knowledge of Him and practice loving children like our Father does, like Jesus did, what His Father did, practice loving kindness. And we are expected to be members of the kingdom. We're supposed to be loving.
Amen. Amen. And so what I was saying was a lot of times that when we become too focused on the things of this world and lose sight of the things of the kingdom that we're supposed to be doing, like when you're in your prayer time with God and your focus keeps shifting to, I need to get this done today and I need to go pick that up, or I can't believe she said that, or, you know, all of those things that take you away from that focus on God. Those are the things that we need to focus on, is trying to keep our focus back on the things of God and the things that we're supposed to be doing here. And I think that's what Lester was talking about. We get so attached to the things of this world that we lose focus of that supernatural, the things that God is trying to show us. So that's what I was saying. And Audrey, did you have something you wanted to add? It's so good to see you here too, by the way. No.
I have seen an angel when my oldest son was young.
Really? Tell us.
When I were walking to the store, it was just and we were walking back I realized it doesn't have its hat anymore. The one he was wearing was his dad's favorite hat. You know, like a baseball hat. And then by this funeral home that we have to walk by, a man came up and said, named my son and said, I think he lost it. I said, oh, thank you so much. He didn't take not even 5 steps. And I turned to see where he was, and he was gone.
Wow.
And the funeral home is 70, 50 steps to get to the funeral home. There was no way he could make it that quick to me.
Isn't that something? And see, that's a lot of people describe that like that. I don't know if you've heard Pastor tell the story too about when he was driving truck many years ago and he picked up a hitchhiker. He was so tired. He was ready to fall asleep, but he had to get this load to where it was supposed to be on time. And he kept dozing off. Well, then he saw this person that needed a ride and picked him up. And he said that guy got in the truck and he said, for one thing, he smelled so bad. He was like, oh, my goodness. And then he said the guy never shut up the whole time they were driving. And he had the place that he wanted dropped off was like within blocks of where Pastor was going to be dropping off his load. And the guy said, oh, he said, just drop me off right here. He said, I'll climb the fence and go to my sister's, whatever. So Pastor pulled over and let him out. And he said by the time he closed the door, I don't remember if he was going to give him a prayer cloth or what, but he got out and the guy was completely gone. And he said there is no way he could have, you know, walked away any place that quickly. So. So that is so neat. The right thing, using the name and the blood of Jesus.
Yep.
So that's awesome.
They try to not get you to be able to say it.
Uh-huh.
And it's really hard to get that out when they're suppressing you. So I recommend you all day long, you just talk to the Lord, what he's right next to you, and pray and sing, and because I don't want any room for any bad guys to sit around by me again.
Yeah, amen.
Well, if you're covered completely all the time, it's in.
Amen.
I think the blood of Jesus. We have our good names already.
Say that again. We do have our guardian angels.
What would make us?
Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
I love
thank
that.
Thank you so much. Will you be on YouTube so we can hear them again?
Say that again. Mm-hmm. For some reason, you're sounding muffled again, Audrey. I don't.
Can you
say that you can see it again? Oh, yes. Yep. It's on YouTube. Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah. So I have my phone upright, so if he wants to know, it's going to be open now all the time.
Okay. All right. If everybody wants to grab your communion elements, we'll do communion together. And then I got to go get Pastor awake. Oh, hold on. I'm on the wrong screen here. All right. So if there's anybody with us that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is the time to do it. If you've been contemplating this, thinking about it and wanting to bring your life to Christ, We would love to have you do it here. We'll say the prayer of salvation with you. And you can say it with us, and then you're welcome to partake in communion with us. If you're not saved and born again, please don't take communion for your own sake. That is a step that you need to take before you do the communion with us. And we would love to have you join us in this prayer today. And then afterwards, Pastor's email address will be in the notes on YouTube. We also, our website is Samuel J. Cottle Community of Faith. You can go there and get any of our information, and please contact us. A lot of people have questions about, well, now I'm saved. I've said the prayer. I'm saved. I'm born again. And what do I do now? And we can help disciple you in that direction, help you know how to lead your new life and the things to do to get to know God and build a relationship with Him. So we'd love to have you do that. So right now, I'm going to say the prayer of salvation. I'll say a line at a time, and then you can repeat it after me, so you don't have to try to say it as I'm saying it without knowing what I'm saying. So, all right, so we'll quickly say this prayer and mean it from the depths of your heart. You're inviting Jesus into your life and receiving Him as your Lord and Savior. So if you're saying this prayer, say it from the depths of your heart. Here we go. Father God, I know I need you in my life every day. I believe Jesus is the Son of God and came into this world and sacrificed himself so that I might be saved. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins and ask you to come into my heart. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Live in me and through me. Now I know I am saved, born again, and a child of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are saved and born again. What a wonderful, wonderful life you just stepped into. And we will be so happy to help you know what to do next. And what we're going to do now is read the verses out of the Bible. These are the communion verses. This is the night before Jesus was crucified as he was having the Last Supper with the disciples. It's 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 28 and 31. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death," or his redemptive work for us, "until he comes." Verse 28, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of that cup." And by examining yourself, that means realizing that you were a sinner. We've all fallen short of the glory of God, and we need a Savior. And that's what that means, to judge yourself. Verse 31, "For if we would judge ourselves, we will not be judged." Hallelujah. And then we're going to go to 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 through 19. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. And now what we'll do is we'll bless and sanctify our elements. And then I've actually pulled up the prayer on our website, the communion prayer, so we can all read it together. And any time at home that you want to do communion, and we recommend it every day and more often if you're dealing especially with sickness in your body, do communion more often. So it is there for you to use. So right now, let's lift our elements and pray this with me. Father God, we thank you for these communion elements, and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. All right, and I'll share the screen now so that you can pray the prayer, communion prayer, out loud with us. Here we go. I thank you, Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life from destruction. Jesus, I thank you for giving yourself for me so that I can be complete in you every day. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me, and I am now a new creation in Christ. As you instructed your disciples, Jesus, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. You were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, nothing is missing and nothing broken. Every joint supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the sacrifice you made for us. And now lift up your cup of juice and we'll pray this prayer together. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By the blood of Jesus, I have bold access to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By the blood of Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the juice now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. And there is the conclusion of our program tonight. We thank you all so much for being here. Phyllis, did you want to read the closing verses?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, did you have some?
Can you hear me?
Oh. Yes.
Okay, that would be Ephesians 3:14-21.
Yep.
All right. I love this. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, my eyes are giving me trouble right now. Let me see now. To be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through him, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. And know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for reading those. Did you have something else you wanted to say, Audrey?
No, sorry. The dog just jumped on the
bed. Oh. Okay. Well, we will be back tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for our time of morning prayer and declaration, where we pray and say our declarations over the United States of America and the body of Christ and everything else. So have a great rest of your evening. Hope you enjoyed this study tonight. And we'll do more tomorrow night. All right. Thank you all.
Wonderful.
Good night. God bless you all. Wow.